And someone told me that's Christian Zionism. They have more of an allegiance to Israel. Israel can do anything that Israel wants to do. And they believe that their Bible tells them that God will bless those who bless Israel. And it doesn't matter what Israel does. And Israel's done a lot, by the way. Let's not even get into like the USS Liberty. Being from Israel means that you never have to say you're sorry, even when you murder American civilians. Well, what is Christian Zionism? There is this thing called the Scofield Bible. Most people don't know because you're raised, you go to church, you go to Baptist church from the South, and you read the Bible, and the Bible's got notations, and then you have a pastor who's telling you what all of these verses mean, the King James Bible, and this is what this verse means, and you never stop and ask yourself, well, who made these notations? What inspired Scofield to make these notations? And the truth of the matter is that the Catholic Church was approached by Zionists, and it was approached by Theodore Herzl in Italy. He went over, Theodore Herzl, the person that they credit with founding Israel, and he wanted the Catholic Church to support them taking over Israel. Now, this is before World War II, guys. We're talking about 1904. And the Catholic Church told Theodore Herzl to kick rocks. And that was a problem. Christians were not going to support them taking over Israel. So they hatched up a plan. They said, well, if we can't get the Catholics to support us, we certainly can get the Protestants to support us. And they funded, and I'm referring to Zionists, funded the Scofield Bible. The Scofield himself was actually a horrible man. He was drunk. The story that you hear about him coming to an aha moment. No, he left his wife and kids and basically somehow landed in Dallas where he met some Freemasons. They introduced him to Sam Untermyer, who's known, I guess, you know, most notoriously for blackmailing Woodrow Wilson to get Louis Brandeis the Supreme Court nomination. And Samuel Untermyer allowed this guy, Scofield, entry into the Lotus Club. The majority of the club was Jewish people supporting the Zionist cause. Out of nowhere, this poor guy, this poor pastor, suddenly has enough money to go be funded overseas. And he meets their friends who are running the Oxford University Press. And they give him a book deal before the book is even written. And he's going to do notations on a Bible. Then he spent some time in Switzerland at the same time that the Zionist Congress was held in Switzerland. And suddenly, it took him just a couple of years after shaking hands with the Oxford University Press, a man that had no experience. He wasn't even a university grad, had no professional background, gets a book deal so massive that suddenly they begin printing this Bible, which featured notations. I'm supposed to believe Scofield wrote that. How long would it take you if you had to put notes for every verse in the Bible? How quickly could you do that? It's amazing how quickly he did it. And suddenly, because it was funded by Zionists, it became a Bible that was the most massive in print. That's the real hidden story of the Scofield Bible. I am not lying to you.